Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
They say age ain't nothing but a number.
Sure.
Well, creepy people say that. But there is this strange phenomenon that is happening in America.
Yeah.
Because it used to be odds were you and your partner were a different age.
Yeah.
But for the first time ever, for the majority of the U.S., that is no longer the case.
So there's no age gap in couples, actually?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump into it for the first time in the history of America.
Yeah.
The majority of married couples are the same age.
Oh, so it's come down.
You got it. 51% of married Americans are the exact same age, according to a study done by the Pew Research Institute. And for the last 100 years, the majority of couples had older husbands.
Yeah.
For example, in 1960, 52% of husbands were at least 3 years older than their wives.
That makes sense.
Today,
what is it now?
Only 40% of husbands are at least 3 years older than their wives. So that's a 12% difference since 1960. Do we want to take a shot as to why this is happening?
That there's a closure of the gap.
Yep, 252 WCMF.
Because it assume, like, my mother needed a provider.
She needed the stability.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And that would be an older, more established person.
So we're going to go financial.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't, yeah, and I would think now that you have two equal income earners for a lot of
it. Is income, is that like when you only earn parts
no,
of
No, that's what your father brought home, crumbs, fed him tea, and then he went and partied.
Ow.
Well, it's your Jake, stories,
this
man.
This is all fun.
The guy was at a Super Bowl when the house was burning down.
But he took my mom, and that was the important thing.
No, but I really think it's finances have brought people together because a woman doesn't need an older guy to lead her around.
Okay, good theory. Kimmy, would you agree with that, or is there something else?
That would be why I think it was more likely back in the day.
Okay. All right, so if we go down that road for a second, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Does that mean the whole women were attracted to the silver fox thing was a myth the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
So that was never a thing. Women were never attracted to older men.
I think marriage back then was more about financial, what you brought to the table.
Okay, right? Well, marriage or not, like there has been this idea that old guys love to tell you. It's like, well, you know, young women like older men because we're more stable and we're handsome. We know how to treat a lady. We know how to treat them.
I mean, I guess I could see, you know, especially like, a woman in like her early 20s, like most of the guys she's around probably aren't ready to settle down yet, right? So I could see her seeking a more mature person, and that may be somebody with a little bit of gray because it's just perceived to be more mature.
And he's got more to offer.
Okay. No, but what do you have?
And I would look at
like his pills?
I would look at that guy who's, you know, older and think, well, you know, he's got all that out of his system already. I don't even know if this is true or not, but that's like the way you'd perceive somebody that looks like that.
Okay, but you might have backed into the actual reason.
Yeah.
Because you said back in the day, women would find guys that were more established, more mature because they're done and they want to have kids and start a family.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also finding, Kimmy, that women are waiting longer to have kids. So maybe the pressure of having a family younger means you don't have to go into the older set when you're in your mid-20s, early 30s. That makes
sense. She's in no rush anymore.
Yeah.
To find a guy.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, she's probably more focused on other things.
She's got a career.
Yeah. She's making her own money. And
she's enjoying her life. My mother didn't enjoy her 30s. I mean, she was just a housewife pumping out kids, taking orders from my father. I mean, it looked good from the outside, but it couldn't have been great for her.
So let's talk about societal standards, too, again. Shut up. For the first time in American history,
what happened?
The majority of married couples are the exact same age. In 1960, 52% of husbands were at least 3 years older than their wives. Today, that number is down to 40%. So let's talk about how we look at older men now versus how we looked at older men back in the day.
Okay.
I mean, you have to admit, a guy 10 years older than a woman that he was with 15 years ago feels a hell of a lot different than it would now. Mm-hmm. And I get that the older you are, the less it matters. Like, if you're 55 and your wife is 45, nobody's got a bad enough.
Yeah.
But 25 and 35, 21 and 31, like 15 years ago, that was just a marriage.
Yeah.
Now, you meet a 20, 35-year-old guy that's dating a 24, 25-year-old.
I would think you're in such different places in life.
And it does have kind of a creepy
feel
now.
Oh, it's pervy,
man. Well, I wouldn't call
it 21. I mean,
just call it creepy.
Adult.
Creepy and pervy are different.
It's the same dude, no, man. No, because if I said that creep down the hall, what do you think he's creeping on?
We do the creep cap. If we did the perv cap, we'd be fired.
It'd be the same thing.
I mean, Kimmy, like, yeah. I'm just trying to put in my head, like, if I met a woman when I was 21, so 20 years ago, something like that, right? And she was dating a 31, 32-year-old guy, that would have been standard. Like, nothing too crazy. Yeah. If I had a 32-year-old buddy that was dating a 21-year-old, I would look at that guy as kind of creepy right now.
You would say I wouldn't say creepy, because I could see. I just think that women in general are just a little bit more mature at that age than a guy is.
Which
they
is
are.
Interesting because women always love to say that.
They are though.
They are. We're mature.
But I do think that she's going to have a lot more energy than you have. She's going to want to do different things. She's going to have more of a social life, and maybe by 32 that's not something you're necessarily interested in anymore, or as much, should say.
I'm glad you brought up the women are more mature.
I would just think like your interests are so different that would, you know, make that not work.
I agree with you there. But with the women have been more mature, and that's why they preferred older men. It turns out the age gap in marriage is actually going the other way. In 1960.
So the women are getting older.
You got it. Yeah. In 1960, only 6% of married women in America were 3 years or more older than their husbands.
Yeah.
Today, that number's up to 10. It's almost doubled since 1960. That can't be money, just money.
Is that the power dynamic? Could be something along those lines.
But that could also be like she's money.
She's the provider. She controls. I don't know. But it's a weird like nurture thing too.
I think that maybe we look at older women differently than we used to. Mm. Thank you to the cougar boom of the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, look, you got to be honest, man. Like, the 45 of our mothers and grandmothers looks a hell of a lot different than the 45 of the women today.
Yeah, 45 is tight.
So, like, you know, a woman.
No, there's a lot of tight 45 out there.
It was very, very, very rare 20, 30, 40 years ago that a 45-year-old woman would be looked at as sexy, whereas today, that happens all the time.
Yeah, she's out and about.
Stop that.
No, but she is.
No, I mean, I get it.
She's upwardly mobile. She's out and about.
Stop saying those words. Kimmy, were you intimidated by older men when you were younger?
How much older are we talking?
Let's go 10 years.
Yeah, I looked at somebody when I was like 21, 22. I looked at somebody in their 30s as on a whole different level in life. Like, they're older. Like, I thought 30 was so old to me at that point. And then it gets closer and closer, and you're like, oh no.
Were you intimidated by older women when you were younger?
No, not really. I mean, I wasn't interested in them either.
Not at all?
No.
No.
I mean, they didn't have any. When I was a kid, women didn't have any power. They just didn't.
Do what I want.
I mean, they didn't matter to me.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying that to be cruel. I'm just saying that's how society was. Like, women didn't have jobs that you would be intimidated by back then, what they do now.
Okay. But I mean, I'm not even talking job. I'm talking the intimidation of someone
women
that
is had power like over you.
Who?
Every woman.
I mean,
that
what
you
do you mean? You did things that normal Tommy would never do to get a woman's attention, to date a woman. I mean, she had power over you.
But I wasn't interested in banging them.
What?
You know what I mean?
I think we're having two different discussions.
So you're asking me, was I intimidated by an older woman?
Yes, like that you would be sexually interested in.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I like women my own age or younger.
I guess how often, though, would you have interacted with a woman 20 years older?
At work.
It's not like you were, like, going out and, you know, they probably weren't out as much.
But even the chicks I was, like, pursuing didn't even have a shot. They were always around my age or younger.
Okay. Because it's funny. I had the opposite when I was a kid, right? Like, my wife is more than 3 years older than I am. It never, like, bothered me at all. And, like, you know, being on the road, I was a kid. And there were lots of grown-ass women who thought I was a grown-ass man, right? So, like, that never really bothered me.
That didn't bother you?
No, I mean, okay, in the beginning it did.
Yeah.
Only because it was like, but, like, you know, I think being a teenager in any sexual situation is a little intimidating. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, like, in my early 20s, like, you know, older women, it was like, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Put on your back brace. Let's do this thing.
I'm creepy.
What? It sounds different.
You're making noises. Sex noises.
Coming out of my mouth. Is that what you sound like having sex?
That's what you just did.
Yeah, I wasn't talking sex. I was turning on a saw. 252 WCMF. Again, a new study from the Pew Research Institute shows that for the first time in American history, The majority of Americans that are married are the exact same age in 1960. 52% of husbands were at least 3 years older than their wives. Today, that number is down to 40%. Conversely, only 6% of married women in 1960 were 3 years older than their husbands. Today, that number is almost double at 10%. Were you going to say something, Kimmy?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Julie writes us. This checks out. My grandma was 12 years younger than her husband. My dad is 9 years older than my mom. My fiance is a year older than me. It's not that I don't think some older men aren't attractive. I just have more in common with guys closer to my age.
Oh, well, that makes complete sense.
Okay. But, you know, that's something maybe we didn't factor in. I mean, you brought it up, but when it comes to how fast life moves now, you're, you know, 50 years ago, you could be 10 years apart. You guys, everyone watched the same TV shows. Read the same newspapers.
Yeah, you only had so many options for entertainment. Yeah.
Life moves so fast now, technology, pop culture, that a difference of as little as 5 to 7 years could have people with nothing in common.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, Kimmy, we have coworkers that are 5 to 7 years younger than us.
Different planets.
Right? It's like they're speaking it.
We have to ask them to do stuff for us. Like, we are now those coworkers.
Thank you, Breezy, for making
Tommy's. I don't understand this. Can you please make this for me?
Hey, how's it feel?
It's not good. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, but enjoy your future. Me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking, too, I just, you know, a 20-something dating a somebody in their 30s, I mean, your friend groups alone would be so different. Like you in your 30s, you probably have friends that are married with kids. You know, they like different activities.
You can make it work.
But I would just think it would be two different worlds coming together.
So my second wife, I was 34 when I met her.
Yeah.
The night I met her, she just turned 21 that night at a bar.
Oh, and like, so how's your marriage going?
It phased out.
He just said a new microphone. You can make it work. And then describes a divorce.
Hey, bro, we had a solid 7-10 months. But, you know, it was good till it wasn't.
All right, let me ask you guys this. In today's society, based on the people we know, what is the lowest age gap where it doesn't look weird? The shortest amount of time where you wouldn't have questions?
Give it like a solid 10.
10? That wide?
Yeah.
If you
and I think the older you get, the longer the more time I give you in between. Like somebody in their 40s dating somebody in their late 50s isn't as weird to me as somebody that's 20 dating somebody in their late 30s.
I agree with that. Mm. What's the lowest gap where it's...
Well, I'm thinking about like it's different for me if the guy's older or the woman's older.
Okay, go on with that.
So if the dude was 10 years older than the chick, okay, I go with the 10. But if the chick is 10 years older than the dude, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. So,
that's the line?
22-year-old guy with a 32-year-old woman. Yeah,
bro, what are you doing? Come 32? On, son. You haggy-bagging around town, man. What are you dropping her off at the bingo hall?
Hold on, I got to text my wife. Hey, honey. Tommy said,
she's one of the good ones. I always say it.
What do you mean by that?
She's one of the good ones.
What do you mean by that?
Take it any way you want. All the way around, one of the good ones. Number one, one of the good ones.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. At my old job, my manager, female, was 45, dating a 20-year-old guy.
Damn. Wow.
That's a lot of fun.
I guess.
Would be a lot of fun.
It depends what she look like.
Well, bro, but think about 20, the things you don't know sexually.
Yeah, but then you licking driftwood.
It sounds like an album like Christopher Cross would have put out, Yacht Rock.
You licking driftwood.
Licking driftwood. Sailing. Daniel writes... When I first started dating my now wife, I was 32. She was 27. She and I hung out on a Friday night. We'd pregame before going out to the bar at her apartment. I hadn't pregame since college, literally more than a decade prior. And that's just 32 and 27.
Right.
It's a 5-year difference. So is Daniel creepy with 5 years?
No.
I mean,
no.
I'm looking at his picture. He doesn't look creepy. But so I mean, he still could be creepy. Right.
So I knew a dude, but I'm going back when I was a kid working in the meat business.
Okay.
We had an older woman that worked in the seafood department.
I bet she did.
And she didn't look bad, you know, but she looked, you know, she was like South Florida bar woman.
Uh-huh.
So this one kid, Jeff, they got drunk and he got after it. And, I mean, she did toss him around, man. Like he said like man, like she got it, like she just ruined him. And yeah, he had a lot of fun. And I was surprised.
I'm telling you, I mean, look, I don't know if it damaged me in any way, but look, I left Rochester, boy.
Well, how'd you come back, son?
I came back, man.
And not funny.
Let's take a break.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills fans are excited, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
But not about how the team will be playing this upcoming season.
What's the excitement?
The philosopher Deion Sanders once said, look good, play good, get paid good.
Mm.
And some recent news, along with the end of an era in Orchard Park,
has
Bills fans guessing this is finally the year they get what they've been begging for.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Are you ready?
For what?
Bills Super Bowl era throwback uniforms.
Ooh, buddy.
Super Bowl. Okay.
So we're like going way back.
Red helmets, blue jerseys, what Jim Kelly wore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that is the hope from Bills Mafia with new rules the NFL put forth this week. The NFL is now allowing teams to wear alternate or throwback uniforms four times during the regular season.
Oh.
It used to just be twice, Tommy.
Wow, look at this.
So the Bills have their red uniforms they like to wear.
Right.
And it didn't make any sense to add another one because they wear the reds twice a year.
Mm.
Last season also allowed teams to have a separate second helmet. The argument for years is the Bills couldn't do the red helmet because the NFL would only let you have one, and it didn't make sense to do the throwback uniform with the white helmet. On top of that, Bills COO Pete Guelli, Rochester guy, he did an interview where he was asked about this being a possibility.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing him, but he said the team was working on things to honor the team in the final year at the old stadium.
Okay, so that would have been the Jim Kelly outfit?
Those were the most successful teams
Let's
in that
hope
stadium.
It's that
okay,
one.
So,
what other team? Well, you're not going
to. I mean, they wouldn't go back to like those early 2000s.
No, those were, everyone hated them. They were terrible.
I'm hoping.
Because they do the throwback, the early one, right?
So
they did the standing. Didn't they do the standing Buffalo helmet?
That's the old one.
Yeah, they have not done that in years.
Okay.
Oh,
but they did do that as a throwback one time,
yes,
right?
Yes, that was, I think.
Everybody looked like Paul McGuire.
They started them. Like Tommy just wanted to say the name Paul McGuire. I know football. Paul McGuire.
I had drinks with the guy.
I drank with Paul McGuire.
Don't be jealous.
I am jealous. I like Paul McGuire.
Very nice man.
The standing throwback came with the 50th anniversary of the American
Football
League.
So they don't do that? Why don't they do that one?
So the Bills wanted those red unis, I guess.
Oh.
And they went with those ones. And they haven't worn the throwbacks in like 5 years.
Okay.
Something like that. So Bills fans are speculating now that the 25-26 season will be the year we finally get the Jim Kelly Super Bowl era jersey pants red helmet combination. And Tommy, Bills fans are freaking out with excitement.
So why are they so excited? Because they can buy them?
Would you like to explain this, Kimmy?
I don't know if I can explain it.
You're not excited about that?
What's the excitement? Because unless you're going to buy one. But you can buy them already, can't you?
Well, yeah, but not with Josh Allen.
I do have a question, though. Because as great as the Bills were during those years,
it's frustrating.
It was a frustrating situation because they never won the Super Bowl.
They made a sad documentary about it, man.
Yeah, so is that something we really want to go back to?
Nostalgia?
It's a throwback. It's vintage. I get that. I don't know if we want to remember that.
You watch
so
that
much.
30 for 30. It ends with mental illness.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
It's sad. I mean, it's
not a lot of happy stories to come out of
okay,
it.
Okay, look, you guys are underselling how impressive it is to go to four straight Super Bowls. One,
I understand.
Totally impressive, but also disappointing.
If you talk to someone that's between the ages of like, you know, my age and 50, if you were a kid coming of age, that was the best time in the history of your life.
Right.
It was amazing, right? Like I told you, when I was young enough to think that, like that fifth year, I didn't understand why the Super Bowl didn't have the Bills in it. The Bills were so successful, I just assumed the Bills always played in the Super Bowl. Like, I remember asking my dad, when's the Bills game?
Right.
And, well, son, sit down. It's time to have a talk. Also, I shot the dog. And that was the second most depressing thing for me. So, Kimmy, you're not pumped about this?
I can't wait to see Josh Allen in a red helmet.
If it happens.
If it
not
happens.
For sure.
If it happens.
Tommy, you're not pumped about this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Maybe.
Like I don't get all this, but I mean, it doesn't do anything for the game.
I guess you could frame it as now it's time.
Just to illustrate how serious Bills fans take this.
All right.
You guys remember 2 years ago, Josh wore a red Bills helmet for the return of the blue and red scrimmage at the stadium.
Yeah.
And folks thought that was the Bills debuting the new red helmet.
And people went insane.
They were like, take that off immediately.
They went so insane, in fact, that Josh had to legit issue a public statement the next day saying, the NFL is
I went rogue.
Yep, we didn't. They're not doing this. Right. I thought it looked cool, and he had to apologize to Bills fans for getting their hopes
up. Weird. So I like when they... Some of these super old teams go back to like their original outfits, like the Packers.
Like you want like way, way back.
They look ridiculous. They look like bees out there.
I do like the Steelers bees.
Those are funny. I like those. Yeah. Those look funny. But after the rest of it, I mean, some of those outfits are just ugly.
I mean, but when you think of what the team could do, the Bills this year, to say goodbye to the stadium, the most basic thing would be to honor the Super Bowl teams, right? Bring all the guys back, stand them on the 50-yard line, wave at the fans. I mean, that would be the perfect day for Josh and the boys to run onto the tunnel, their red helmets shining in the sun.
Like the last game of the season?
Or you do it opening day.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that way you can wear them two, three times if you wanted to.
Okay. Ooh, boy.
Okay, all that being said, with Bills fans being super excited about this, at the risk of sounding super unpopular, those jerseys, the Super Bowl-era jerseys, they are kind of meh.
I'm trying to remember what they even look like.
Well, they kind of look like the Giants uniforms.
Well, that's
now,
just
you know.
Well, no, they look like the Giants jerseys then,
did
too.
They
were just a blue jersey
with
a stripe on the arm. And you know what a jersey nerd I am.
Yeah.
Like, they were so boring, to your point.
Very simple.
The Bills and Giants wore the exact same uniforms. Like, when the Giants come to Buffalo, and you see someone in the crowd wearing a throwback 56 jersey, you have no idea.
Like, same shade of blue and everything.
It was the exact same jersey. Is that Lawrence Taylor or is that Daryl Telly? I don't know. I'm not sure. And I would argue that the Bills jerseys they wear now are the best jerseys the Bills have ever worn. The colors are perfect. They're not boring, but they don't do too much.
Not too flash.
They just say Buffalo Bills. Like, I would vote for a red helmet on top of what they wear now for a few games this year. Or even with the jersey. Like, I'm looking at Josh Allen's cardboard cutout right now. His tummy turns his head.
You think the red with the blue, is that too much?
That's what the original jersey was. It was red and blue. It was the same shade of blue.
I picture the white. The white jerseys with the red helmet.
They look like stormtroopers. They wore white jerseys.
I'm talking about the red helmet. Like all red helmet.
No, I want blue red. I want red, white, and blue. That's Bill's color.
So you want the red helmet with that jersey?
Yeah, I think that would be the best uniform combination in Bill's history.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of red in general.
Why?
Just doesn't do it for me.
It's not your color.
Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
It's more cool tones.
Yeah. I like earth tones.
Okay.
And blues, which would be, I guess would be another
Tommy. Tommy's team would be called the Neutrals, is what he's saying.
Yeah, because if there's one thing that Tommy does when he gets dressed, it's look neutral.
But you know blue's my color.
Yeah, you're nailing it today, man.
Well, you want to see me in red, bro.
252 WCMF. No, to his point, most guys don't look good in red.
No, but what?
It's tough to pull off.
What red outfit could you wear with that? Oh, yeah. You're nailing it.
Every dude looks like the Kool-Aid man in a red shirt.
Can you imagine
what do you think they look like in a red helmet?
But we had the red helmets. I like the red helmets.
You might have seen a guy in a red sport coat. You look ridiculous.
Salvation Army.
Yeah, you look like you just came walked out of one.
Thank you. So WCMF again with things moving in the NFL, new rules, a statement from the higher-ups in the Bills front office. Bills fans are convinced that for the last year in the old stadium, the Bills will finally be bringing back the red helmet Super Bowl era throwback uniforms to be worn in the stadium, which Bills fans have been asking for. Look, the funniest thing about this.
What's that?
Whatever jersey NFL teams put out, doesn't matter what it looks like from what era, folks will go out and buy it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like, they know that.
Lest we not forget, Kimmy, to your point, the abomination jersey the Bills wore from 2001 to 2011.
Yep.
Those dark blue. They were a
nightmare. Where did that come from? Why did they all of a sudden change that?
It was a Reebok thing.
Oh.
It's the year they all
brand.
Yeah, it's the year they all switched over to Reebok.
Okay.
But as ugly as those were,
yeah,
we all lined up and bought them. Everybody went out and got them.
Yep.
You still see them in the stadium. They're awful.
Occasionally, yeah.
They are awful. So if the Bills were to wear Super Bowl jerseys as throwbacks and sell the most basic version of the uniform.
So they're going
to
fly off.
100%. Right? Yeah. They cost $130 at the lowest end.
No, it can't be. We're all broke. Nobody has any money anymore.
Can I go off on a little rant here?
Go ahead.
As a jersey nerd?
Uh-huh.
How can you charge me $130 for a jersey? It's a piece of fabric with heat press numbers on it.
But it is.
It's the name on the back.
I mean, it is a thicker fabric, right? I mean, it's
not worth
it. Is that a t-shirt?
Let's put it this way. When players get traded after a couple months, yeah. those jerseys go down to like $20 to $30.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what it costs them, and you charge me $130 for the most basic version. Those uniforms go up to $400.
So what's the $400 one?
It's the ones they actually wear on the field.
Okay.
I've got one, but I got it on unbelievable sale.
So you, of all the damn jerseys you bought, you only got one legit jersey?
Well, of this version.
Oh, okay. Because you have a ton of jerseys.
He does.
Got over 1,000 jerseys, yes.
That's insane.
I've been collecting this
stuff. I bet you have more, because if you're at 1,000, you've lost count.
I can't even wrap
my head
around.
What are you, my wife?
That you own 1,000 of the same thing.
I think that you have a problem, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a huge problem. And then you also have all those goddamn sneakers.
Okay, first of all, the jerseys are not the same thing.
You can't even. You're at the point where you can't appreciate what you have because you forgot half of it.
You can't get to them.
There will be time. So I have portable closet in my basement.
Hey, I forgot about this one. And then you don't even let your daughters wear certain ones when they ask to borrow
something.
Yeah,
wasn't it like Spirit Day?
This one's like really special, though.
That's fair to say to my kid.
Don't eat anything with ketchup.
Okay, so let me tell you a story. First of all, to answer your first question, mm-hmm. all right, I do appreciate them because every like couple weeks I'll walk downstairs and just look through them. They're like little pieces of pop art. That's what they are.
They all look the same.
No, they don't
man.
All look the same. That's what's great about them is they pop all say art. Different things. It tells you a moment in time. That's what it is. It's a piece of pop art. So I got this really, really cool.
What'd you get?
Portland Pickles game worn jersey. What? It's a
minor league. How do you have a connection to that?
Don't.
It had a pickle on it. That looks like a person.
It does. It's a person.
Is that a baseball team?
Yeah, it's like a minor league baseball
team. Did you have to look that up, though, when you saw the jersey?
So I follow a lot of jersey-centric things on social media.
Yeah.
And it showed up, and it was like $40 for a game worn Portland pickle. It just says Pickles, and then it's got a cartoon pickle on it. It's a great jersey.
Is it like that one? Is it the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
Everybody's going crazy for that team.
Ah, see? So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The Portland Pickles jersey came in a couple days before St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
My youngest daughter didn't have anything green she wanted to wear.
Okay.
She asked if she could wear the Portland Pickles jersey. And I was like, okay. So I let her wear it, and it rained at the parade, and mm-hmm. she sat on the sidewalk, and she ruined the jersey.
Oh, is this ruined?
It is the jersey.
So you're going to go buy another one?
Well, no, because it was game worn, and they only had like a sale for one day, so I can't get another one. So to answer your question, yeah, I let her wear
it. Okay, but so one jersey got ruined.
I never even got to wear.
You were never going to wear it.
I was going to wear
it. That's a Joe jersey.
It fit your daughter. It's not going to fit
you. No, she was baggy. It was under her knees, and like she tied it up like girls do.
Why did you buy a game worn one?
Because those are better quality.
Because he's a weirdo.
That guy's a bum.
They're better quality.
You don't even know who wore it.
It doesn't matter. No, it's
baseball bum.
It's better quality. It's like when you buy those. Shut up. I don't have to explain myself to you.
No, but it's not like a famous guy wore it.
Yeah, it was only worth $40.
I want it for the quality of the jersey.
No, Trevor wore it.
Like the Red Wings sell game-worn jerseys in the pro shop.
I get the having a connection to the Red Wings.
But that guy would have to turn into something.
No, I don't. I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying a jersey from passing through guy.
I'm not buying the jersey for it to increase in value. I'm buying
it. He's buying it because he just likes
it. I love them.
Like, but you want game. I guess my point is.
Quality.
But you could have bought that same jersey, not game worn, correct?
Well, yeah. But you buy the replica one, it's not as good. So, for example, I own.
That's good.
So, I own a Rochester Red Wings. It's from like 99 vest style. It's got no sleeves on it.
Yeah.
Bat boy jersey.
Damn.
It's got BB on the back of it. I love this jersey.
Why do you want to wear that?
Because it's cool. Who's
People
got
a, might actually believe funny. You're a bat boy.
Who's got the bat boy jersey? Nobody's got it. And then in the
for
summer,
a reason.
But in the summertime, it's got no sleeves on it too. It's funny and cool. It says BB on it. It's game worn, bat boy worn. And in hot days, I don't have to wear sleeves. It works for everybody.
Fantastic. I don't get it.
Shut up, bro. You're stupid crap.
No, but I see these jeans, game worn.
What was it, game
on the break room?
Suck worn it.
In the break room.
Shut up. Shut up. I was just trying to talk about Bill's jersey. You guys just started attacking me.
No, you started bragging about your collection.
No, I was just clearing up misconceptions. You guys are running your mouths about jerseys.
You're like a low-end Jay Leno.
I am not unique, man.
Garage full of jerseys.
How many jerseys your husband got?
Not that many. Because remember, he had a curse. He would put a curse on every jersey. So he stopped buying jerseys because he didn't want to jinx anybody.
But he still got them.
I think some of them he gave away. Like some of the older players
he gave away.
He also doesn't want to dress better than his wife. I understand it.
I'll say this.
What?
I am willing to venture a guess that the majority of men, at least in America.
Men, real men.
At least 7 in 10 men have.
Sissy boys.
7 in 10 men in America have bought a jersey of some sort. You never have.
I've never purchased a jersey.
And you like wear that with pride. You like, is this the most popular thing in America? Sports? Is that cool? You know, I don't buy into it. Jimmy, you know, I might just be my own drum.
I do have some CMF stuff.
Doesn't count.
You don't even wear that, though. No. You don't even take it out of the box.
No. It's in a cedar chest in a basement.
Cedar chest.
Well, I want it to stay nice, you know.
Paul writes us on Instagram, again, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Tracksuit imported sock guy is trashing jerseys.
I wear them. You I don't wear, even wear yeah. this
I
stuff.
I do wear them.
Every tracksuit I have purchased, I have worn.
It's accounted for.
I'm going to start wearing jerseys every day till I get through all of them.
Knock yourself out. We worked with a guy.
Tommy's going to be dead before you get through all
long
of them.
Dead.
We can only hope.
So we worked with a guy. He was a behind-the-scenes guy in a radio station.
Okay.
And he was a big hockey guy like you. So he wore a different jersey. I'm not making this up, bro. Every day. Every effing day he had a different hockey jersey from like around the world.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. Because I never cared. So he would get pissed off if you didn't ask him about it. Because it would look some strange. Like the only ones I found interesting were the commie ones.
Oh, the cool. I know it's about the cool one. It's like a message. What an old man thing to do.
But he was such a, but he like took pride in the most pointless task. Of, and the fact that this guy had no money, but he had all these, God, he must have had 500-600 hockey jerseys. And I know those ain't cheap.
Is Ask Me About My Outfit Guy annoying?
Yes.
Oh.
What? When have I ever done that?
I don't know. Every Thursday for the last 7 weeks.
Oh, man. The cameras aren't working today. He can't show off my outfit.
He was in such a bad mood. I wear that tracksuit. But everyone is sad. And now I can't say because I can't.
Oh, Breezy wore it too?
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi. And my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it's gross, but it does raise a question.
Sure.
Why is mint the only option we have for this?
Well, that was the standard, Crest Mint.
I get it.
Yeah.
But there's so many better things we could be doing.
Oh, sure.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story starts kind of gross.
Right.
KFC is known for their weird-ass like collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And KFC has gotten together with a toothpaste company.
To do what? Your mouth smells like a bucket?
Limited edition fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Oh.
But that wouldn't clean up your breath.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would or not.
No. You'd smell like every southern fisherman.
Not like the freshest scents.
Well, let me put
it. And it would make me hungry.
Okay.
And you smell like you just ate lunch.
Sounds dumb, right?
A good lunch, yes.
They can't keep it in stock.
What is
that? I'd want to try it once.
Yeah.
So you're in.
I'm in on trying it. I don't want it to be a regular thing.
I don't want food toothpaste. I'm trying to get the food out of my face.
Okay, but let's talk about this. Why don't they have flavored toothpaste?
Because they do.
Well, as a kid, I loved like bubblegum flavor.
Okay, but like if you're not seven, right? Like everything is mint, right? You don't use mint toothpaste?
I don't use mint.
Oh, I didn't know they made batch flavored toothpaste. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Did you go? What?
It's very cruel.
What? I won't speak now. What flavor toothpaste do you use?
So I use that Tom's brand toothpaste.
Yeah. Ooh, it's so natural.
Yeah, it's very good for you.
Yeah, I can tell. Your face looks great.
No, you don't think I have beautiful teeth?
No, it's gorgeous.
Bro, these teeth are 65 years old, and I got all of them.
Give me best teeth I've ever.
No, go ahead and finish your lame-ass joke.
I can't, because I don't want to get dumped.
So?
So I use the, and Wegmans stopped selling this particular flavor, so now I have to buy it on Amazon.
What is it?
It's Tom's Cinnamon Clove.
Cinnamon Clove?
It's fantastic.
What are you, Arabic?
Doesn't your mouth feel like it's on fire? Like
no, but it really,
cinnamon...
No, it pops, man. It really cleans
it. It pops! What an old man thing! My toothpaste pops.
It does.
Baby, hey, cinnamon. Come try the Cinnamon Clove.
So I can buy them in a three-pack. I get them on Amazon now.
I think that burns.
Well, you know actually, I want to burn. Like Listerine. The only thing I like about Listerine, man, you feel that tingle in your tongue.
You like the burn of Listerine.
Well, yeah, it tells me it's getting all the bacteria out of your filthy mouth.
He's just trying to feel something.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
When did you switch to cinnamon?
I've been doing it for years. So when I found out about Tom's, because Wegmans sold it in the hippie section, and I started buying it then, and I love this stuff. And I tried all the flavors.
What other flavors are there?
They had a bunch. They had, it was all hippie flavors.
Oh, okay. So like patchouli and Bob Weir.
Yeah, so like, yeah, Grateful Dead. No, but it had like all those hippie spices, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But like sweeter stuff.
You can never, ever insult anyone for being a hipster ever again with your hippie-ass cinnamon clove toothpaste. Let me ask you a question.
What?
How much more expensive is that toothpaste than a regular tube of toothpaste?
So I think it's $6 a tube. So is that much?
I don't know. I don't know how much I spent.
So I know I know a three-pack is like 21 bucks with the tax.
Okay.
Sounds right. I was looking it up. I was looking up all the flavors of Tom's.
Can you give me what a tube of Crest toothpaste costs?
That's low. That's Lou tube.
No, that, I mean, no.
Lou, that's low.
Did you say Lou Graham?
That's yes. Lou. That's the low. No, that's a low toothpaste.
Crest is a brand name. You can buy.
It is, but it's generic.
No. Generic is actually the opposite of a brand name.
But you know what I mean. It was like the first toothpaste.
Was it the first?
Yeah, I think so. Crest was the first.
Shut up.
No, I think it was.
Shut up. Stupid.
I mean, when LBJ sent a toothpaste act opening up the toothpaste business to foreign markets, then it happened.
Why don't you pick a president you could do an impression?
I say. After we do voting rights, we going to do toothpaste rights.
Hey, Kimmy, remember when we elected Foghorn Leghorn president of the United States?
Well, he kind of looked like that guy.
I do say.
One tube of Crest toothpaste seems like it ranges between like $3 to $5.
Yeah, so you spend double on a tube of toothpaste for your cinnamon clove? I guess
so I don't sound like that when I talk. And by the way, you got to take care of your mouth.
I'm not saying don't brush. I'm saying it's weird that we only have mint except for your hippie ass bitch. Like, Kimmy, why don't they have like pina colada toothpaste?
So you bring that up.
Dude, you get pulled over by the cops. Explain that.
They have strawberry toothpaste, and then it looks like there's other versions of it that are like mixture of fruits. So okay. It's like, I don't know if it's like fruit punch or what it is, some type of like fruity flavors.
Do you get your teeth cleaned once a year, twice a year?
You know the answer to that question.
0 years.
You know the answer to that question.
So when you get your teeth cleaned.
I've had a tooth teeth cleaning ass. I know what a teeth cleaning goes. Well,
I don't want to go all the way back to the 80s. So when they clean your teeth, they also polish them.
Yes.
Yeah. And they use that like little spinner thing, right?
Yeah, they'll ask what
so
flavor you want.
So usually it's flavored.
Yeah.
Right? So my dentist 1 year turned me onto this thing, and he can't find it since, but I loved it. Chocolate.
Oh, I had that when I was a kid.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. It's like you got candy in your mouth and you're at the dentist. And it was delicious.
You know what also gives you that effect? Candy.
I understand that, but this is like good because it's not rotting your teeth.
I don't know if I'd like chocolate.
Yeah.
You'd love it. They had watermelon. You like that one?
I get down on watermelon.
Like, I think they have watermelon toothpaste.
They do?
They probably do.
For kids, they do. They must.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, these
I don't,
are all kids' flavors.
I don't.
Those
yeah,
do,
so
the
that's
way.
I'm talking about adult stuff. I don't want my toothpaste to have sparkles in it too, which they make for kids.
Yeah. I'm sure.
252 WCMF. We started this conversation with KFC putting out a limited edition chicken flavored toothpaste, fried chicken flavored toothpaste, and I had asked why don't they make anything other than mint. Tommy goes, "Well, they do. If you go to the natural flaxseed, you get your cinnamon clove."
So you don't spend much time in the toothpaste aisle.
I
evidently.
Get my Crest.
What do you
I
do? Like a drive by with your eyes closed, just grab something?
Yes, I get the 3-pack. I put it in, and I go.
I've always investigated toothpaste.
Investigated toothpaste.
Spend a little too much time in the toothpaste aisle
because I use a whitener one too.
So you use two? Wait. You use your Tom's, and then you use a whitening one after?
No, I do double Tom's, morning and night. My midday lunch one, I use a whitener one.
What a psychopath. You are a
psychopath. I want nice teeth.
Yeah, no, you're nailing it, man. Everything else about your body's falling apart, but hey, pretty sweet teeth.
I want to tell you something. You see an old man with crap mouth?
Uh-huh.
He looks dead.
You look like a torn up pair of pantyhose pulled over a pair of dentures. 252 WCMF. Hey, Lou, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I've been using Close-Up for years, and it's cinnamon flavor.
Okay. What do you call it?
Close-Up.
Man, that's old. That's some old-school toothpaste.
Oh, I heard it was the first ever toothpaste.
From the 70s. They still sell it.
Okay, is it coming in a metal tube?
No. You can't find it very many places, but they still sell it, and it's cinnamon like using an atomic fireball to brush your teeth. So you got cinnamon breath. What
you know,
do you do?
You bring up something. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, is toothpaste one of those things where like you find one you like and you never change the rest of your life?
It's like aftershave for guys in their 70s.
I hate mint, so like candy canes and anything that's mint, I can't stand it. So that's one reason why I don't use a minty flavored toothpaste.
All right. Well, have you tried the fried chicken yet?
No, that sounds really disgusting.
All right, well, Lou, we got to open up your mind a little bit, buddy. Thank you for the call. Enjoy your pre-Civil War toothpaste.
Bye.
There goes Lou.
Like, I'll switch up the brands of my toothpaste.
No, I'm a straight-up Crest. It's really? Got to be the same kind of Crest every single time.
You guys doing wonders for you.
Really? You're
gonna take Jack-o'-lantern boy. Jack-o'-lantern. I'm going to put a candle in your mouth.
The only tooth
on my porch and scare the kids away.
The only tooth I'm missing is in the back of my head. You can't even see it. And that got kicked out.
Well, I'm sure it's the first of many.
Shut up.
But you don't take care of your mouth. You brag about how you don't take care of your mouth.
I don't brag about it. I'm being honest. No, I don't.
I don't give my mouth. Big mouth.
When I start talking about my mouth, I sound like Lemmy from Motorhead. Don't look at my mouth. Ace of Spades.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.